Pat, let's welcome in our next guest because he's going to be coaching one of those football teams. He is the head coach of the Detroit Lions as they travel down and take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As always, let's say hello to head coach Jim Schwartz of the Detroit Lions. Coach, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, moving the chains. Football is back here. Fans are excited to have it started. Coach, what about you?
Oh, man, we're excited, but I'm sitting here grinding red zone tape right now. I'm not partying it up in Lambeau like you guys.
Well, Jimmy, I'm back in New York in all fairness, but your football team, you know, the challenge for you right now, I think, well, you got multiple challenges as a head coach, but, boy, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the expectations. Be the head coach in front of your team Wednesday morning this week, setting the tone for the week. I have a feeling I know exactly how you talk to him. And maybe you didn't have to because you have such great leaders there. But, you know, getting them ready psychologically with all this excitement about the Lions is a challenge for a head coach.
You know, it's easy with this group, though, Pat, because when you have veteran players like Corey Williams and Kyle VandenBosch and Jeff Backus and Dominic Raiola, guys that have been through a lot of things in this league, and you combine that with some really good young players, you know, this is a hard-working group. Our best players are also our hardest-working players. And it makes it easy for our guys to keep their concentration and be able to focus on, you know, the most important thing, and that's Tampa Bay. And we don't need to worry about anything else, and we need to go about having a good day. We don't practice any harder because it's open week or it's opening week. We don't practice any harder because it's an NFC game or any less one week or another. We try to be a consistent team, and it's easy to have that message with these guys.
Well, Coach, I've seen how hard your team practices, and certainly you're going to be prepared for the heat down there at Raymond James Stadium. And what can you say about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from quarterback Josh Freeman? It seemed last year he got off to some slow starts, but, boy, he played pretty clutch when the game was on the line.
You know, I'll give him a very good compliment. He reminds me of Steve McNair when I was at Tennessee. Very, very strong, very hard to bring down, can extend plays. You know, it doesn't always look pretty, but he's very, very effective. He's tough as nails, and he's very difficult to sack, and he takes care of the football. He had six interceptions last year on his way to like a 95 quarterback rating. Outstanding young quarterback. I mean, you're going to see two outstanding young quarterbacks in this game, both in their third year. Both teams drafted really good young defensive linemen last year, and Ndamukong Suh for us, Gerald McCoy for them. You know, teams are built the same way, a lot of youth, but also some veteran players. Tampa's got guys like Rondae Barber in there and, you know, Donald Penn. They have some guys, Kellen Winslow, guys that are experienced players, mix in with, you know, the Freemans and the Mike Williams and the LeGarrette Blounts and, you know, their young defensive linemen.
Jimmy, we could talk all day about Suh, and he would deserve that conversation the way he plays. I've said it on the air. He's the closest thing, early in his career, of course, to remind me of Reggie White's physical ability to dominate. And we all love watching him play, and I hope the league starts to understand that I think he plays a very clean brand of football. I want to take you to a different place, though. I love the linebackers you got. And as a guy that had the front four established last year, to now say you have that front seven established, really need to have you talk about the linebacker contribution from Durant and Stephen Tulloch.
Well, we're vastly improved there. You know, our defensive line was strong last year. I think we have we're in a position to be even stronger this year, getting Kyle VandenBosch back from a season-ending injury and also drafting Nick Fairley, who will get on the field here pretty soon. We have a chance to be deeper and better up front. But linebacker, it's probably extreme makeover there. DeAndre Levy at this time last year was still hurt, didn't practice at all in training camp or the first week of the season. Actually didn't come back until the third game of the season with a back injury that kept nagging him. You know, him, Stephen Tulloch, Justin Durant, and even players like Bobby Carpenter, who's logged a lot of good play time for us, good young players like Ashley Palmer have contributed. We're deeper. Our team speed is significantly improved on defense. And the biggest thing with those guys, Pat, you know that in personnel, it's not just how good a player is. It's how well he fits the job description of what you're asking him to do.
Yeah.
And those guys fit very well with our front. We play an attack front. You know, our defensive linemen don't hold off, you know, linemen to keep the linebackers running free. We're a little bit like kickoff cover. We hit you in waves. The front four attacks, tries to disrupt as much as they can. The guys behind that try to play off of those blocks. You need instinctive guys. All three of them are. You can use them all in there in nickel. And like I said, even guys like Bobby Carpenter and Ashley Palmer have roles and can go in and play some nickel situations and things like that. It gives coaches a lot of flexibility. Gunn's extremely happy about them. I'm extremely happy about them. Now all we need to do is go out and play and live up to those expectations.
Well, let me just finish the thought on this with you, Jimmy. I'll give it right back to Jimmy Miller here. For the listeners, so they understand, a couple things just came out of what you said. Number one, you got a four-man rush. You don't have to blitz if you don't want to. You can create all kinds of pressure. But I think I just heard you feel pretty good about seven in the box against some in run situations at times because of the nature of the way you're playing that front and the linebackers playing off it. You could play the run maybe more times than you could last year without having to drop a safety down against two back sets.
Well, I think that's important. It's number one, the way we play. But number two, the players. You mentioned Ndamukong Suh before. And all it takes is one player commanding a double team, and that eliminates you from having to bring an extra guy into the box because it just evens the playing field. We saw that at Tennessee when I had Albert Haynesworth in there. And if they double teamed him, somebody else was going to be free. He didn't have to spin the eighth guy into the box. But if they didn't double him, he was good enough that he could win the one-on-one, disrupt, and stop the play before it even got started. So, you know, a little bit of, you know, you want to blitz on your own terms. You don't want to have to blitz to get pressure. You want to be able to fill that box up on your own terms and be able to, you know, work it that way rather than being forced to in order to stop the run. We have two range safeties also, Louis Delmas and Amari Spivey. Who can cover a lot of ground, very sure tacklers. And that's very important, too. That's the third wave that we use when we're playing the run game. Those guys clean up anything that the linebackers miss. So, like I said, it's taken us, you know, maybe a little bit, but we stayed with the philosophy of what we want to do. And this year gave us the opportunity to add some players to that group that I think fit in very well with the jobs that we're going to ask them to do.
Joined by the head coach of the Detroit Lions, Jim Schwartz, on the program. And this coach's report is brought to you by Verizon. Watch live Thursday and Sunday night NFL games on NFL Mobile. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, the official wireless service provider of the National Football League. And coach, going back to what you just said about stopping the run and Ndamukong Suh commanded the double teams, the challenges of LeGarrette Blount. When you mentioned that offensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because LeGarrette Blount was getting a pretty good average last year, and I'm sure they obviously want to build on that here in 2011.
Well, part of the reason he had a good average last year was the way he played against us. We contributed to that. He broke out a couple runs. The thing with LeGarrette Blount is, sometimes they can hand the ball and just, you know, line up all his offensive linemen over on the sideline. Because, it don't matter. You hit him in the backfield. He's strong enough to keep carrying guys and still make yards. Not the fastest guy, not the most nifty, but maybe the strongest running back in the NFL. Really good balance for a big man. And, we're going to have our work cut out for us. We're going to have to, disrupt some stuff up front. We're going to have to do a good job on our edges. We're going to have to gang tackle and stay after a big, powerful running back like that because he has a way of, not just running guys over, he can make some guys miss, and he can't go to sleep. He's 250 pounds, but sometimes he runs like a much smaller man.
Last one for me, Jimmy. Your quarterback can't leave opening week with you without talking about Matt Stafford. Lots of excitement about him. He looks bigger and stronger to me. I think that is documented by just taking a peek at the guy. Update on him, where he's at, and everything ready to go here. And, your expectations for him 2011?
Well, our expectations are basically the same since we drafted him first overall a couple of years ago. He's going to lead this team to a lot of wins and championships and, being a consistent winner over a long period of time. He's only 23 years old. He's seasoned beyond those years. Very, very smart, very instinctive, an accurate passer. Everything that you want from a quarterback. The biggest thing is he just hadn't been on the field enough for us. And, I think the one thing that happened this offseason is it afforded him, because of no OTAs and those kind of things, he didn't have to throw. He was able to just spend 4 or 5 months just training. He was a little bit bigger. But I think that the thing that will help Matt stay healthy more than anything else. The playmakers that we've added to them around offense. We allowed six fewer sacks in the NFL last year, mainly because Sean Hill, Matt Stafford, Drew Stanton, whoever was a quarterback, could get rid of the ball quick because they had guys they could go to. Jahvid Best, Nate Burles, and Brandon Pettigrew, Tony Scheffler, Calvin Johnson, guys like that, and added a Titus Young this year. But I think the biggest thing for keeping our quarterback healthy and being able to be consistent is the development of the defense. When the quarterback knows that it's third down and 12 and he doesn't have to hold the ball too long or force a throw that he shouldn't because he knows that you can still punt it and you can get the ball back and have confidence in your defense to be able to do it, which quite honestly, a couple years ago we really didn't have in our defense. So we're at a much better place there. Our defense can carry, its own weight, and Matt can just worry about playing quarterback, and we look forward to great things from him.
Well, Coach, it's always great to have you. Good luck to you this weekend. But I got to ask you, I know you're working hard on third down and red zone for the Detroit Lions as you prepare for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you sneak away a little bit tonight? Do you get to watch a little action, some Thursday night football for yourself?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to tune in for Detroit's own Kid Rock opening the show. And then obviously Green Bay is a twice opponent, a division opponent. And we're going to take a sneak peek at them. But also, we have New Orleans on schedule this year. So, yeah, we'll do some TV scouting tonight. We'll wrap up our Tampa game plan probably by about 7 o'clock or so and then enjoy the game like everybody else.
Well, Coach, I love the fact you threw in Kid Rock as well. I enjoy your tweets and you telling all the fans out there what you're listening to as you go down for the preseason games and looking forward to your selections here in 2011 as well. So always thank you for your time. Go get a win, Coach. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks,
take care,
guys.
Jim.